Welcome to Small Time Leaders, a 10-minute podcast about how giving credit to others can help you experience more success and meaning in your leadership and life. My name is Michael Allen Tate, but my friends call me Mike. I work with accomplished business people who want to design a personal strategy to make their next big move their best move. In each of my podcasts, you will hear a successful leader talk about a couple of people in their lives who did or said a small thing that was so on point and profound that it still impacts how they live and work today, which I've come to call small-time leader moments. My guest again today is Dr. Joy Fawcett. He was on our last podcast, told you a little about him. He's a founder of a coaching company that develops leaders, engages employees, and transforms cultures. He's a best-selling author and written many articles for many places. You've heard most of that on our last one, but I want to move right on into Joy's story today because he has some great things to tell. Dr. Joy, good to have you.
Hey, Mike. I'm glad to be had, buddy. I'm very humbled to be on your show.
Yeah, it's almost Christmas here, and we're all kind of looking forward to family and all that stuff.
Absolutely.
So tell us, Dr. Joy, that other small-time leader that you had in your life and what they meant to you and what you learned from them.
Yeah. And by the way, I love that notion of a small-time leader. So often we think it's got to be somebody who's king of a country or president of a nation or something. Small hinges swing big doors, Mike. And I've been the recipient of a whole lot of small hinges swinging some big doors for me. And the one I want to share with you today is Archie Mosley. Archie, man, he was such an interesting guy. He was an educator by trade. And so all of life was a lesson to be learned. Every experience with Archie was a teaching experience. I was learning something from him. So Archie was formative in my life during the junior high. We used to call it junior high instead of middle school. Showing my age
me
now.
Too.
Junior high and high school years. Yeah. And so when I was in junior high, Archie moved a couple of doors down from us. So Archie was a neighbor. He also was a deacon in our church. And then also, as I said, was an educator. So he taught me 8th grade social studies, or attempted to, I guess. And also was my baseball coach. So all of life was a lesson to be learned for Archie. So education was his big thing. So I remember one time, he was also my driver's ed teacher, you know, back when public schools taught driver's ed.
Yeah.
So I was learning, I don't know, this was in the early 70s, and Ford had a car called a Maverick.
Oh, yeah.
Which they stopped making, thank goodness. But anyway, not quite as bad as the Pinto, in which people died.
Yeah. But anyway, I remember a commercial that years ago, my age too, they had a 5 Pinto family, and I thought, man, I feel for you.
Yeah, they all died the week after that commercial was filmed. But anyway, I'm teasing. Oh, yeah. So this Maverick was very cold oriented. Even though it was the summertime when I was taking driver's ed, it had a carburetor, and so it just would not crank. And so every morning I would walk down to Archie's house and get in there. He'd meet me out to the car, so I was going to get my driving hours in, right? Mm-hmm. So I'd crank that vehicle, and just as soon as you put it in gear to like reverse, to back up a little bit, the car would choke off. Man, I just got so frustrated. One morning, after several weeks of this happening, one morning I decided that Maverick was not going to cut off on me. So I put my left foot on the brake. I was ready, Mike. I put my left foot on the brake and my right foot on the accelerator, and I dropped that car down in reverse, and I, you know, with a real fast jerk, went and backed up. Yeah. And it, of course, frightened me, so I immediately slammed on the brakes, you know, because I didn't know what I was doing. Archie, man, he didn't bat an eye. He just looked over at me and he said, "Joey, did you check behind the car before you did that, see if that neighborhood child was behind you?" Man, he drew me up by the short hairs right there, you know? So always look ahead before you take rash acts, just to anticipate the consequences of your action. So that's what Archie taught me as a driver's ed teacher. Then another time Archie taught me something was on the baseball field. So this was baseball education, right? I grew up in Eastern North Carolina, and it was cold. I mean, it was like the beginning of March, and we were playing on an all dirt field. And it was just off of a river, and the wind was whipping down that day, and the ground was frozen solid. Yeah. In other words, my baseball cleats would not go in the ground. And so Archie gave me the steal sign. Again, this was the second game in a row I'd gotten on first base, and he gave me the steal sign. Well, the week before, same types of conditions, I slid into second, and I was still sporting a strawberry all the way up from the back of my knee, all the way up to my butt. And so here he is giving it to me again. And I saw it out of the corner of my eye. And then I just stopped looking at Archie. He was coaching third base because I was not going to injure that leg again and rip the hide, as we say in the South, off of that leg. So after the out, I didn't steal. I didn't advance. After the out, Archie came running over, got within inches, got his nose within inches of my nose. Fawcett, did you see that sign? And I said, what sign? Well, we both knew I saw the sign to steal. And he said, boy, don't you ever lie to me again. I know why you didn't steal, but don't you ever lie to me again. So there was baseball Ed, right?
Yeah.
Tell the truth regardless of the consequences. So the third lesson Archie taught me was sex ed. And don't get nervous. I know this is a G-rated program, okay? But this is in church, right? So okay. So here we are growing up in the late 60s, early 70s. Man, and we were part of a church that actually recognized the sexual revolution was going on through the 60s and took on that challenge of helping young people understand their sexuality better. And Archie made it so easy. Of course, back then we segregated the boys and the girls so that there could be some unique conversations.
Yeah.
But he just made it so easy for me as a budding adolescent to just understand more about my body and my sexuality, and that what I was experiencing was normal and just really blessed me. So nobody else spoke that truth into my life at that time. And so just knowing through sex ed that these were normal experiences I was having as a teenage boy, and that it was okay, and just to embrace who I am and to embrace my sexuality as a part of who I was, as opposed to just being told, don't do it, don't do it, you know, that these were the normal kinds of experiences that all budding young men have. So Archie at heart was an educator and just really blessed me in so many ways with so much about life, Mike.
Wow. Archie was a special guy. Is he still with us?
Thanks for asking, Mike. The sad yet very real reality is Archie died at 39. He contracted acute leukemia. They did massive chemo, and he died at 39.
Wow.
And yet there are still some of us guys today who get together in Archie's memory, and we swap Archie stories, and it's like he's still with us, things that he taught us. So I guess the takeaway from that, you know, that small hinge that still swings some big doors in a lot of young men's lives is that making every moment count. Investing in other people, it's well worth the option. In fact, Mike, his wife gave me a photocopy of some notes from a journal that Archie kept. And there were a few pages about me in there. Of all the people Archie could have written about, he wrote about me. And so he wrote what he saw as my strengths, some weaknesses, and some things that he was praying over for me. And that, you talk about humbling, man.
Yeah.
So maybe a small town leader, because you're talking about a town of 10, 12,000 people. But that small hinge of Archie Mosley sure swung this big door.
Wow. Well, Dr. Joy, thanks so much, man, for sharing all that Archie left you with. Always look ahead, tell the truth no matter what it costs, and embrace yourself and how God made you. Those are three good lessons to live by. I thank you again for being with me. Will you tell the folks out there how to get in touch with you if they need to?
Sure. Feel free to email me at Dr. Joey, that's DRJOEY, at getpositive.today. That's Dr. Joey at getpositive.today. Be glad to help you any way I can.
Right. Website, social media, all that will be in the show notes for everyone to find.
Sure.
So again, thanks so much, and you have a great Christmas, and we'll see you soon. Thanks, Dr. Joy.
All right. Thanks, Mike. Appreciate the time.
Thank you so much for listening. I'd like to leave you with a thought. I believe that we live in a small world that often feels out of control. But I also believe there is a big God who is in control and who speaks to us in a still, small voice. And if we just listen, we may be granted the occasion to make a positive difference in someone's life. So I challenge you to be a small time leader today and help someone see themselves in a brand new way. Thanks again for listening to this podcast. For more information about my firm, blog, products, today's special guest, please go to michaelallentate.com or smalltimeleaders.com. And don't forget to subscribe to the Small Time Leader podcast so you never miss an episode. And join our Facebook group for more exclusive content. I'll see you on the next episode of Small Time Leaders.